The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. Read by Joanna David. 1. Night. Chapter 1. We slept in what had once been the gymnasium. The floor was of varnished wood, with stripes and circles painted on it, for the games that were formerly played there. The hoops for the basketball nets were still in place, though the nets were gone. A balcony ran around the room for the spectators. I thought I could smell faintly like an afterimage, the pungent scent of sweat, shot through with a sweet taint of chewing gum and perfume from the watching girls, felt skirted as I knew from pictures, later in miniskirts, then pants, then in one earring, spiky green-streaked hair. Dances would have been held there. The music lingered. A palimpsest of unheard sound, style upon style, an undercurrent of drums, a forlorn wail, garlands made of tissue paper flowers, cardboard devils, a revolving ball of mirrors, powdered the dancers with a snow of light. There was old sex in the room, and loneliness, and expectation of something without a shape or name. I remember that yearning for something that was always about to happen and was never the same as the hands that were on us there and then in the small of the back or out back in the parking lot or in the television room with the sound turned down and only the pictures flickering over lifting flesh. We yearned for the future. How did we learn it? That talent for insatiability. It was in the air.